Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me. I am your host, Troy Stegner. All right, now that's out of the way. I have a request. Please subscribe. Please subscribe, man. It really helps the metrics a lot. It enables us to do more cool free videos like this and unboxings and what have you. While you're at it, hit the bell icon. You'll be notified whenever we put up a new video. Okay, looky looky comic booky. Bam! The one everybody's been waiting for. Berserker number dos. Two. Berserker number two. The Keanu Reeves-centric book, I believe. I believe he at least had input on it if he didn't help write it. I think he did, though. Berserker one. We reviewed that. I showed, you know, I told you they dropped him in with this military group behind enemy lines, I guess, and he just went through them like a hot knife through butter, and at the end, he was pretty much burnt, blowed up. He was in bad shape, but he wasn't dead. So they took him back, you know, to headquarters, because he's immortal. They know, they've been working with him. He is going to, he's going through his rejuvenation process, and of course, part of this, they got him talking to a psychiatrist because she's trying to help him remember his past. He doesn't really remember all of it, and some of the stuff they're doing is helping him to remember. And where issue one ended was you saw him standing out over his valley, like, you know, caveman times with his spear and telling him, you know, he remembers being alive like 8,000 years ago. A story by, it is written by, partially by Keanu Reeves and Matt Kent. Matt Kent's been working a lot with Bad Idea. I got a couple of his stories or actual comics over there, so. And he's a good storyteller. And like I said, Keanu, I'm not sure how much of the actual writing he's doing, or if he's just like, dude, you know what we should make him do? Have him kill this guy with a stick. And, yeah, Keanu, we'll write that in. So, you know, there he is with the psychiatrist, and she's helping him remember, and this is how you get a lot of his backstory. You find out there was a village. It was a very peaceful type village. They were more of your gatherers and planters, you know, kind of living off the land. And the neighboring villages, a couple of them, they would always come over and raid them. You know, after the harvest, they'd come over to take what they want, kind of like the saviors on Walking Dead. Finally, you know, this one man and woman, they've kind of had enough. They're like, you know, they're going to keep doing this, and they keep killing us every time they come. Eventually, they're just going to wipe us completely out if we don't do something. So they pray to these gods or demons, who knows. Depends on your outlook, I guess. They pray for them to get give them a weapon that will help them to protect themselves. I guess they're husband and wife. I don't know if they had marriages back then. She goes in a cave, and he leaves her and guards the mouth of the cave. Tells her, you know, do what you got to do. So she does all this praying, chanting, blah, blah, what have you. And all of a sudden, bam, you see a bunch of lightning and this being, energy being, or whatever it is. Looks like he has sexual congress with her in that cave. And, you know, they come out. He's like, well, did it work? He's like, I don't feel any different, so I don't think so. They go back. The next morning, wakes up. She's already got Prego belly. She's already showing. And, you know, I said, hey, I guess our praying did work. She gets big progressively quick. I mean, she has, I believe it says 2 moons. She was only pregnant for 2 moons. So 2 months, 60 days, and she gave birth to the kid. And the kid grew up quicker than normal, too. I mean, accelerated growth. And, you know, the village people were freaked out by him, talking about killing him. But then he does this thing, he puts his hand in the fire, and it doesn't hurt him, doesn't kill him. So then they say, hey, this is the weapon we prayed for. So we need to start teaching him how to defend us. And, you know, he sees a wolf running through the encampment. Kills it. He loves to kill. It's almost like he has a need to kill something. So they try to teach him, you know, to hunt. I mean, he takes out a bear and eats its heart. He heals, like, within a day. They're teaching him how to be a warrior. And at one point, he just rips this freaking cat in half. Big cat. Not a house cat. This is like a leopard-type cat. You know, every year around harvest time, the neighboring villages come and raid. But, you know, they keep holding him back until they believe that he's ready with his training. Then it flashes back, psychiatrist, you know, and he's telling her, she's saying, all of our stuff is working. He's like, you know, you guys all through time have been telling me that you're doing this for my good, and it's never turned out that way. So it's showing all the instances of their time. Flashes back, and the last time they came and raided, they actually killed the guy who was training Berserker. And, you know, they come this time, and the parents are like, hey, we're going to give you an option. You can leave now, and we won't do anything to you. And like, we don't care. We won't take it anyway. And then out steps little man, Berserker, with an axe as big as he is and a spear. And he just plows right through a horse. Because, I mean, he takes out all of this other village that was raiding them. Just kills every one of them. And then after the battle, you see him with arrows all stuck in his back. And they say, hey, you know, we've got our weapon now. And then that is where Berserker number 2 ends. So he was born to be a weapon, and that's what they're using him for. There's also a little short in here for this new upcoming one called Basilisk. Written by, looks like Colin Bunn. I like his stuff. So this little preview, it doesn't really tell you a lot. It looks kind of interesting. Might pick that up when it comes out. Let's see if it's any good. So, yeah, that, like I said, that was the end of this one. You find out Berserker's history. He was born of a god or a demon to be the protector of that village. And, well, guess what? He's immortal. That village is long gone. He's still out there protecting, and he's got this unquenchable desire for death. He just has to keep killing things. So why wouldn't he work with the military? It just makes sense. It's a win-win. So Berserker 2, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I would subscribe. Put it on your pull list. I know they've been selling. They're still selling like Berserker number 1. I think like I'm joking here, but I want to say like they are 3rd or 4th print at least. And those 3rd and 4th prints are going for quite a bit of money. They're actually, some of the reprints are looking nicer. They're coming out with foils and stuff. So, Berserker, worth the read. So far, so good. And it has Keanu Reeves' name attached to it, which is going to help push it. There you have it, my review of Berserker 2. So, please, subscribe. There's no reason for you not to subscribe, man. It helps. It helps a lot. The metrics love it when we get more subscribers. And while you're at it, hit the bell icon right there. You'll be notified whenever we put up a new video. Until that new video comes out. Later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.